So we are currently in September, and I just want to ask you this question. If you were to make at least 5,000 cedis before the end of the year, what would you do?
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Arisen Podcast. It's Sam here. I'm super excited to share with you what I have here today. Now, you know, the question of, you know, you having 3 months to end the year and you having a financial target that you want to hit. You know, I've been, you know, when I started this whole thing, or this whole entrepreneurial thinking mindsets, whatever you want to call it, you know, I always admire how people set targets for themselves, especially financial ones, and they accomplish it just, you know, the right amount of time they gave to themselves. One of people I look up to a lot is Russell Brunson. And Russell Brunson, beginning in his career, he said he was always so obsessed about how people made so much money in a little amount of time, and he was trying to figure out how they did it. And then he found one thing, and then he decided to basically apply it, and what happened was like immense success. That was what trajected him into his first million dollars, and now he owns like $100 million. He owns $100 million company. Now it's not about the huge thing, it's about the what you can also learn from what these people have done. And after extrapolating all these people, what they've done, I decided to actually take a try and then see what is actually in this game of actually selling your knowledge. Now, you know, most people, you know, the mainstream advice in the world right now is educate yourself, go to high school, go to college or university, get a good degree and get a high paying job. And typically what happens, the high paying job, the amount of money you make is capped depending on what you are, what job you are working in, or, you know, or the position you're currently holding. So let's say you're the manager of a company and you make 2,500. You are going to be making 2,500 for at least 5 or 6 years until the board or the management decides to give you a pay raise, or you basically leave your job and then move to the next job that would give you a pay raise. Okay, and so that's basically how people get pay raise. But I'm going to introduce you to another way of earning money and actually guaranteeing your pay raise at will. How does that sound? Now, we are not doing drugs, we are not doing, you know, any unscrupulous thing, no scamming. We're actually ethically making honest income, and the only way to do it is through the sale of knowledge, selling your knowledge. Now, you know, all the Christians are going to come at me and then I should categorize this kind of Christians. So the ever praying Christians who decide to pray and not take action would come to me and say, you know, it's all about prayers and I understand you need to pray and all that, but you know, the same Bible that says that we should pray without ceasing also, you know, narrated the story of Solomon, King Solomon. We all know he was one of the wisest men to ever live on earth. But what happened was that, you know, King Solomon was also selling his knowledge. If you read the Bible so clearly, so closely, you'll be able to know how he did that, right? And if God gave Solomon all the knowledge he could ever possess, and he was smart enough to sell that knowledge, then why shouldn't we be doing also the same thing, right? We all have, you know, talent, skills, something we learned over the years, something we do seamlessly without somebody actually being able to do same. You know, we have a lot of things, like we can dance, we can sing, we can cook, we can code, we can whatever it is. Like, we have that innate thing that we really, really love, right? We are typically not so much obsessed with it because we think it comes like just second nature to us, and so we really don't regard it so much, right? But I'm here to tell you that someone out there is willing to pay for your advice, is willing to pay for your tutorials, your teachings, your whatever it is that you can help them with. Let me give you a good example. Now, you know how to cook so well, right? And it comes second nature to you. Now, do you know the number of people in this world? Or you just limit it to Ghana. Do you know how many people here in Ghana who don't know how to prepare meal like just like how you are able to do it to so much perfection, right? If you can understand that there are people out there looking to learn how to cook the way you do, you know, it's unlimited financial, you know, breakthrough for you. It's, you know, you just keep on. If you need a pay raise, let's just say you need whatever, you need 10,000 cedis to do whatever you want to do. All you just need to do is just get enough people who are looking to learn what you already know, and then get them to buy a service of a sort or a product of a sort that you have created from your knowledge, okay? And that is what I want to share with you guys today. You know, many people have this, you know, that's mindset of, you know, one way of making money, that is, you know, going the corporate route, or, you know, going the corporate routes, or, you know, getting a job that, you know, you qualify for. But there are certain things that you even more qualify for, but that the marketplace, you think the marketplace isn't ready for it. But trust me, there are lots of people out there. You just have to make that noise. You just have to acknowledge yourself that this is what you really know, and this is what you're looking to sell, and then you would eventually attract the kind of people that you are looking to serve, okay? Because, you know, there's one thing knowing that this month you make this amount of money and it's fixed, and another thing knowing that you control the amount of money you make for the month, okay? And with this kind of, you know, financial with this kind of making money, what happens is that there's no cap to it. You just decide how much you want to make. So this month you decide you want to make 10,000 cedis. You make it happen by selling more people, by working more. Unlike the usual way of working, where you, no matter how much you spend in the office, no matter how much, you know, time you spend, you know, trying to serve clients for people, what happens is that the amount of money you make on a monthly basis is the same thing you're going to make from the next for the next month. If you work 10 hours a day continuously for the week, it's still going to be the same amount of money, okay? Oh, but unlike this kind where you're selling knowledge, it's unlimited. It depends on how much you want to make, okay? And so I just want to bring you the difference here, and actually invite you for one program that I am organizing, and it's all about making money selling your knowledge. So the title of the event is How to Make At Least 5,000 Cedis with what you already know. Okay, with what you already know. You're not now going to learn a new thing. You're just going to learn the art of selling your knowledge and making money out of it. How exactly can you identify the money attracting skill or knowledge that people are looking to buy, or they are looking to give you money for? You know, you're going to first identify it. You're going to know how to structure it and brand it so that you can be able to make money out of it. And then you're also going to talk about opportunities of scaling it as a business, okay? And so if you're interested in this program, then you should head over to arisenglobal.com/5k workshop. That is arisenglobal.com/5k workshop. On there you're going to find it's a web page where you're going to find how to register for the event. You watch the video in there. It's a very short video, like 2-minute video. You watch it. It gives you the details. You sign up. You hit the register button below, and then we'll get started on getting you there at the event, so you can be able to learn all these things that I'm talking about. Because trust me, there's more money in the marketplace than you ever think about. Okay, and so I hope this episode was a good one. If yes, please leave us some ratings on wherever you're listening from, whether on the website, on SoundCloud, iTunes, wherever, we are all over the place, about 15 channels. And so wherever you're listening from, please leave us some reviews. It will be so grateful to, you know, have those reviews. And don't forget, arisenglobal.com/5kworkshop. And I will see you there soon.
Ooh, wasn't that awesome? But I'm sure you've heard this quote before. You are the average of the five people you hang around with, right? You see, I'm very intentional with the people I watch, the people I talk to, the people I listen to, and the people I get advice from. The knowledge I possess right now is as a result of the connections and associations I've made with these past years. In fact, I can account my knowledge and business to a few elite groups I'm part of. For a while now, I've been wondering if there are other elite entrepreneurial focused groups on social media in Ghana, and to my surprise, almost all the groups I joined were platforms for a bunch of unskilled marketers and business owners who did nothing but only promote your products and services all day, or they talked about what's new in politics and football, or the hottest number priming to win the lottery. As frustrating as that could be, I never got value from all these groups, so I booted myself out of them quickly. Then I had an idea. What if I created the kind of group on Facebook where real value is shared within the community, so we can impact ourselves together, make money together, share our wins and losses together, and together make the world a better place? So I did. And we are calling it Living the Arisen Live Online. This is a group on Facebook where dreams come to life, exponential growth is experienced, and lives are imparted. You wanna join? Head over to www.livingthearisenlive.online, www.livingthearisenlive.online, and I'll see you on the inside. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.